Welcome to Haunt Topic Radio, the podcast for haunters by haunters. These are our scary visions.
Welcome back, haunters, to another episode of Haunt Topic Radio. I'm Brian Foreman, your co-host. Daryl Plunkey is not in this episode. However, we have Philip Hernandez from the Haunted Attraction Network. We also have Dan Doble from the Haunt Collective. And Ed Roberts from the West Coast Haunters Convention. We all do an audio recording with Ed Roberts, Philip, and Dan, and myself ask him some questions about the West Coast Haunters Convention, about how the West Coast is a charity convention, where the funds go after the convention's over. They are a nonprofit and they help other charities out. The West Coast Haunters Convention is coming up April 13th through the 15th in Portland, Oregon. Go to hauntersconvention.com. So if you live out there on the West Coast or you want to make a quick trip, quick drive out to Oregon, it is a smaller convention. You're not going to see the big trade shows like you do at Transworld. A more intimate convention, smaller classes, more time to talk to people, make new friends, do some networking, maybe go to a few parties. It's for a good cause and it's a good group of people. There will be no Transworld interviews this year. I went out for 2 days. I did bring my mic. I got Ted Doherty on and John Cook from Murder Co., but that episode will be in a future episode. Did not grab any interviews from Transworld this year. However, I must plug the Big Scary Show. They have a heck of a podcast covering Transworld. So make sure you can check them out at BigScaryShow.com or put it in your favorite podcasting player. Me and Daryl would also like to thank everybody that supported Scare It Badges. We almost reached halfway of our Kickstarter goal. Our Kickstarter was $3,000. We almost got to $1,500. The good news, we're going to continue these badges. So if you're looking for scare actor badges, a merit badge system for your scare actors and your haunted house staff, we are going forward with this. We're going to try to have our first batches out and have every order fulfilled by maybe August. That way it gives you plenty of time to get your badges to your haunt crew before season and after season. To stay involved with that, go to scareitbadges.com. We'll be putting all of our updates there. Or make sure to follow us on Scare Badges on Facebook and Scare Badges on Instagram. We constantly update those pages. And I also said I didn't take any audio of Transworld. I got boatloads of video and pics. We've already been posting pics of Poison Prop, Scare Factory, VFX Creates, some other cool vendors, really good videos. Oh, the big pirate ship. Okay, to find these, Haunt Topic on Facebook. It's our Facebook page. Or if you're in the Facebook groups, go to Haunters Toolbox. That's our Facebook group. You'll see a bunch of pics and videos there. And also Haunters Toolbox on Instagram. Speaking of Haunters Toolbox, our next online training is coming up April 13th. We're going to be teaching you how to start a nonprofit haunted attraction. If you want to know the benefits, the pros and cons of having a nonprofit haunt, April 13th, 8 p.m., go to hauntstoolbox.com/class. They'll take you straight there. It is $25, but it's about an hour and a half live training, kind of like a Facebook Live, Google Hangout, but it's a little different. We have a chat box to the right. You interact with the guest. We have Cynthia Brown on from the Haunted Theater. She's been doing nonprofits for years. It is a video. You're in a text chat box. You answer your questions. We're in there also responding to you. And we're reading your questions out live for everyone else to hear them. And you do get a complete video recording of the training when it's over. You'll get to keep that. And plus you get to answer your questions. You go back to refer to the video whenever you want to look back at it. If you forget, that way you don't have to take notes. It's all there for you. That's at hauntstoolbox.com/class. Okay, I've thrown enough links at you. Let's get on to our interview with Ed Roberts from the West Coast Haunters Convention.
What's new for this year? What's new for West Coast this year? What are you excited for?
Well, I'm excited that attendance is up. I'm excited that we have how many classes this year? Somewhere around 67, 70 classes. The vast majority of them are free. Class schedules are up. We have Roy Woolley back again this year. We have Alice Kahn, Brett Hayes teaching along with Leonard Pickle. I'm excited that people are willing to support this convention because it really and truly is about the charity. It's about the grants that we give out every year to professionals that work with deaf and or children with autism. So deaf kids with autism, these professionals benefit from the funds raised. And in the meantime, we're sharing each other's vast knowledge. You know, we have people that have been haunting 1 year. We have people that have been haunting for over 30 years that come and share. So that's what's new this year. Anything new this year? I don't really think there's anything new. We don't have a body paint competition this year. We opted to not do that and focus more on the costume competition, but there's still a costume ball. And if you want, we can go over the schedule for the weekend.
Cool. Yes, in a minute. You said charities and grants. What is your main charity that you donate to? What's the name of it?
We don't have a charity. We give all the money to. Oh, please go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We give grants. I'm sorry for cutting off. Okay. We give grants to people that apply for them. So we've had this year we're awarding a grant to a school in California. We've granted money to the Oregon School for the Deaf where I work. But it's not just Oregon School for the Deaf. For any professional on the West Coast that works with kids that have autism or a hearing impairment. So there is no specific main charity. Anybody can apply as long as they meet the criteria.
How does a said charity get a hold of you guys to get one of these grants?
Well, you go to hauntersconvention.com, and then you go under, find it real quick here for you guys, under the About tab, and a third of the way down, you'll find the charity button, and you click on that, and then it gives you all of the grant information, the application.
Awesome.
And then that goes to a subcommittee. So on that committee, we have a group of educators in these fields that help us select where the grants go.
Got it. We have a large team that goes along with this. Large board team, volunteer setup, I would imagine.
Yes. We do. The board of directors would be myself, Chris and Jeff Davis from Davis Graveyard, Scott and Denise Shear from Shear Terror, my wife, who is an educator at a private Catholic school here in town, Don Maxwell, Scott's wife is an educator also. Don Maxwell, who is a retired fireman, so he helps us with a lot. And then new this year would be Kendra Harris and Roman. He's not new, but Roman's been around for a while, Roman Rano. And I'm missing everybody? I think so. So it's a large board. And then volunteers, oh my goodness. I mean, you can't run a convention of this magnitude without, or any convention really, without a good crew of volunteers. And we have a lot of great people that help out.
If you had to put a number on how many volunteers it takes over the whole course of the weekend, how many would you say that would be?
30 volunteers in that neighborhood, not counting the board of directors. Because we have the trade show, the education, all the classrooms have a volunteer. There's tech that, right, the board is all volunteer, all the tech that come in to help run the we record all the classes so people who bought either a 1 day or a 3 day pass can get access to the classes that they may not have been able to attend. So we have a large group of people running.
The
volunteers, they can go online to the About tab and sign up under volunteer sign up.
Got it.
And then that takes you to a link that shows you the available slots, and you sign up. And if you sign up for enough hours, it gives you a pass to the convention.
Awesome.
And we do need. I have another board member sitting here, also known as my wife, and she is saying that we do need a few more volunteers. So anybody that's interested in volunteering,
well,
there's still a few
that's
slots.
That's why I asked. I figured we throw it out there and tell them what we've got going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
My next question, I know you touched on it, but who are all the main VIPs that you have coming?
This year would be Roy Woolley, who's the lead makeup artist with Netherworld and was seen on Face Off TV show several times. We have Brett Hayes from, I'm going to be embarrassed because he's
the vice president of Haunted Attraction.
Yeah, and Indiana's Scariest Haunted Attraction, but he's also vice president of the HAA as well. So we have him coming out. And then the Rallis Khan, makeup artist extraordinaire, has an amazing IMDb, does haunted house makeup. And then Leonard Pickle will be teaching classes as well. Rallis
Khan.
What
was it? R-A-L-U-S?
Hold on, I will get that for you. R-A-L-I-S-K-A-H-N. There he is, Rallis Khan. R-A-L-I-S-K-A-H-N.
And Leonard, you said, right?
Yes.
Awesome. And you said you said 70 classes, correct?
In that
neighborhood. Do you have a translation into hours? Is it over the whole weekend? Is it?
Well, the majority of the classes are an hour long. There's a handful that run 90 minutes, 2 hours. I don't know if there's anything that's longer than that. For the most, so you're looking at anywhere in the neighborhood of 70 to 75 hours of classes, with the majority of them being free. There are a few fee-based classes.
So you have 70 classes. How does one go about going to those? Like if I've gone to HauntCon before, that's all. Mm-hmm. All those classes are paid with admission. You go to Transworld, you pay per class. How does West Coast Haunters Convention work? How do you guys go about?
If you have a class that has a fee attached to it, you sign up for it now, or you can sign up for when you get there. You don't have to sign up now, but it'd be nice if we knew you were coming and were able to prep for you. And then the other classes are just free, and you can, they're part of your, either if you come on a Friday, and you just do the Friday pass, and you can take any class that's free on Friday. If you come all 3 days, then you can take any class that's free all 3 days. Again, if you take a class that has a fee-based class, then you sign up for it, and you go. So we have, like, for example, Roy is teaching Making Monsters, your own custom prosthetic class. That's a $100 hands-on fee, working with him. What do I got here? Here's a 3D gelatin zombie class with Rallis, $25. So it varies. There is a class where you get your own airbrush that has a fee to it. So it varies from class to class.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect.
Not like Transworld, where every class is paid for.
Yeah.
Not every class, but
I know what you're saying. I know where you're going with it.
Yeah.
So we got the classes out of the way. Let's transition into the show floor. I never see much on the social media side or talk about the show floor. Can you give me like a lowdown on West Coast Haunters Convention's trade show floor? Has it been growing? Is it something, exciting for people to go see? Give me in two or three sentences, what you would like to see, what the show floor is all about. That would be inviting as possible.
We have a core base group of vendors that have been supporting us for the 9 years we've been around. And then we have people that will come and use West Coast Science Convention as a place to test their wares. We don't have 600, 300 vendors. We average between 40 and 50 vendors. It is small, but it's very much to the Halloween theme. We're not a pop culture convention. We are a Halloween convention. So the vast majority of the vendors are related to Halloween. There's makeup, there's props, there's coffins, furniture and Halloween antiques. We have this amazing store in a local town that he curates some of the most amazing collectibles for Halloween. So it's a wide variety. We have theater lighting, everything you find at the larger shows, just on a smaller scale. And again, trade show floor is included in your price of admission. If somebody's just coming in off the street, we do have an admission price for that, but we'd rather people experience the entire event and buy the 1 or 3 day pass, do everything, get to know everybody. It is a family event. Now, that being said, there's something that we started back at year one. It's a foam dart war competition that happens twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening. And I'm not kidding you, if you go to the fans of West Coast Haunters Convention Facebook page, there are people now that are showing off their arsenals of Nerf guns, foam dart stuff, foam dart grenades, and it is controlled chaos on the first aisle of the convention. Matter of fact, when we signed up a vendor, we asked them, do you or don't you want to be on this rope? Because Froggies is there every year, and they'll fog it up. We have sound effects that go off, and it's a blast. We also have a shooting gallery. We have, it's a different bird. I mean, if you've never been to the show, you have to come and see. We like to play, we like to educate, and it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. All right. Well, I think I got what I needed there. Costume ball.
Costume
can you
ball
give me
Saturday
like
evening?
A life expectancy of the ball, like from year one till now? What have you seen?
Well, There was no costume ball year one.
Okay.
Costume ball started year three when we moved from the School for the Deaf where the show started, and then we added a costume ball when we moved to the Hilton, the DoubleTree.
How many years
and
is
it's gone from
around?
This will be our ninth season, ninth year.
Okay.
The ball is great. We have a great DJ, song costume contest. It's just a great way, again. Oh, and we also have a silent auction that in conjunction with that. So there's a lot of props and scenic elements. And it's, again, all the money earned goes to that charity.
Yes.
We have both of those. And so if you have a costume, you want to be judged, you show up. We have Roy is one of our judges. Rallis is judging. There's somebody else, I can't remember who it is, but we have these judges. And then we have trophies for a variety of categories.
Awesome.
And that's Saturday evening.
Do you have any other...
It has grown... Go ahead,
exponentially.
Please.
Go ahead. Grown exponentially?
Yes. Yeah, I would say so.
That's good. Do you have the ball on Saturday. Do you have any other extracurriculars outside of the trade show and classes and such?
Sure. Sure.
What else do you have?
When you get there, if you show up Thursday, the hotel has an actual 13th floor, something I wanted to talk about. So we grab all those rooms, and then you can pay a little extra to be on the 13th floor, and then you can decorate your room. We have awards for that, prizes for the best decorated room. Thursday night is our meet and creep up on the 13th floor. That is sponsored every year by I Love FX Makeup and Contact Lens Company. And then Friday night, we have a haunt tour. This year, we're going out to Millburn Manor. And then after that, we're having a wedding reception up on the 13th floor. We had a couple that met last year on the 13th floor, got married, and we're having their wedding reception on the 13th floor. That's Friday night.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then Sunday night, we have our handshake event. That's the movie night where we play really horrible movies. And this year, it's something from the 80s because our theme is 80s. And everyone comes in their pajamas and hangs out and watches movies and kind of a Mystery
That's
Science
cool.
Theater 3000 night at the movies that Sunday
That's cool.
evening. So we keep everybody busy.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Plus, it's Portland. If you want to go grab a voodoo donut or if you want to go do something, Portland is an amazing town.
It is. It is. So I have some who, what, where, and whys.
Okay.
I'm just going to run through those, and then I'm pretty much wrapped up on all my questions, and then I will pass this off to Brian.
That sounds good.
So my first one is, who are you, and... What got you into haunting?
Who am I? I'm
yes.
Ed Roberts. I have been haunting since I was 18. Hold on a second. I started working with Campus Life and their Scream in the Darks, Scream in the Darks. And then from there started my first pro haunt with a buddy of mine that owned a video arcade. Yeah, I'm that old. There were still video arcades around. And then
how old were
moved
you
to
then?
Oregon. 22, 23.
Yeah. And what year was that, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, no, sure. 83. 83. I graduated in class of 78. So,
okay.
And then from there, moved up to Oregon and worked at the School for the Deaf for a few months. And said, you know, there's no haunted houses up here. You mind if I do one as a fundraiser for the kids? And they said yes. Gave me a budget of like $1,000, not even that, probably $500. And this year was our 30th anniversary. I've been haunting there for 30 years, coming to 31.
Oh my gosh.
At the School for the Deaf in Salem. The Nightmare Factory covers, the main show building is 13,000 square feet with a 5,000 square foot covered queue and pre-show. We've raised a lot of money for those kids. We were just at Transworld with 8 of our young people that were our top team this year. We try to go every 2 to 3 years with our top team. So my colleague and I, we teach operations, construction, design, throughput, advertising, tech, even sound, lighting, makeup. It's all taught as a part of this haunted house. We're open for 13 nights, and we average about 14,000 people. And then in 2010, we were blessed with a visit from the TV show Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and that really helped put us on the map. And haven't looked back. So So that's who I am and how I got into haunted houses. I've always been a theater guy. Did a lot of theater in high school, junior high school. Did some off Broadway stuff. And yeah, just love it. And found the right person to marry because she's theater also. And she knew going into this that she'd become a haunt widow during the season and most of the year.
So she doesn't share in the passion that you share in with haunting?
She does. I mean, she likes to come down and hang out and stuff and, you know, be with the kids and whatnot. She loves what I do, but she also has a full load at her school with AP English and, you know, mm-hmm. she's busy.
Yep.
So she
yep.
Doesn't have a lot of that free time. So that's who I am and what I do.
Awesome.
And why I do it is to teach these young people that anything is possible. Look what you're doing. Look at the impact. We are a small deaf school. Well, not small, it's 50 acres, but we're a small school in the middle of a capital city, and most capital cities are pretty impoverished, making Halloween special for people in Oregon. And we get visited from people all around Oregon. We have people that come out of state. We have volunteers that come from as far away as Rochester, New York. And Texas to volunteer and work with us. We're all inclusive. And by that, I mean our haunted house, any of the students that want to, as long as they're in high school, that want to be involved, they can be involved regardless of their abilities.
That's awesome. So awesome.
So that's me in a nutshell.
So that's Ed Roberts in a nutshell. Look at me. I'm in a nutshell. All right. Why should someone attend West Coast? And what makes West Coast stand out from all the other conventions?
Well, I don't like to compare apples to apples in this case. You know, each convention, whether it's HauntCon or HauntFest in Texas, Midsummer, mm-hmm. Trans World, which was just last week, each of those conventions has their thing, if you will. I mean, look at Trans World and mm-hmm. how massive it is and all the things that you can get. I started this show as a way to educate my students. The first year we did it, we had 35 people in attendance and 11 vendors. All right. We now see several hundred people and we're in the 40 to 50 vendors in 9 years. That's not a giant growth, but it keeps it to where we're still able to raise the money for the charity. We're still able to do the event and my kids are still involved, regardless of the fact that it's not on the campus anymore. My kids, a group of kids attend, and it's accessible because we have volunteer interpreters that will come in and interpret the classes that the kids are taking. It is a haunt networking opportunity. We'll have a lot of vendors that will come. They know that they're not going to probably make bank, but they will come because they know that they're going to make a great connection with these haunters. And also the ability to spread the word that the charity is the primary reason why you should come, to help us raise money to help others.
Yes.
And educate yourself.
So raising money while enjoying something that you love.
Yeah, you know, that's just it. We have pro haunters, home haunters, Halloween enthusiasts. We're open to everybody. We encourage everyone to come and check us out at least once, and hopefully we'll get you hooked and you'll want to come back more and more.
Awesome. Awesome. I have one last question.
Absolutely.
Anything I missed, anything that you really, that stands out that you want us to push on social media?
We're 15 days out. Our show is in 15 days. Get your ticket. No, it's 15 days according to the website. So I'm like, 15 days, which means I move up in 13 days. So we're 15 days from showtime. Take a look at us. If you have any questions, you can get a hold of any of the board members by going to the website, ask questions. If you can't attend this year and you're somebody out there that would like to donate to the auction, we have a place where you can go on the website to donate an item to the auction. That would be phenomenal to help us with that auction. Vendors, anybody who, you know, you just got done with Trans World, and I know you're all hectic and busy, but if you want to help us raise money for these grants, for these kids, then donate something to our auction, and it'll get your name out, and it supports the charity. So that's what I would really like to close with, that even if those you can't attend, if you can donate something or you want to sponsor part of the show, there you are. You can do that by going to the website.
Got it. That's good.
Thank you, Dan.
Not a problem. Last thing, I just wanted to say congratulations on making it on the board for the Haunted Attraction Association. Congratulations to that.
Yeah, well, there's no representation on the West Coast currently. Now there is.
Yes, that's good. That's good.
And I
so
can
I have
teach
nothing
ADA
more to
compliance
say.
Classes. Okay, good deal. Enough said.
Enough
Thank
said.
You, Dan.
Sorry I took up too much time.
Enough
Thank
said.
You, Ed. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime. Don't hesitate to contact me.
Oh, you know I will.
Okay. So, Brian, are you up next?
Yeah, as I was going through my questions, Dan was like knocking them out. I was writing a question down.
Okay.
And Dan would knock it out.
Well, that's Dan. One thing I didn't say,
please,
hauntersconvention.com. Your website to go to is hauntersconvention.com. Yeah.
Hauntersconvention.com.
Yeah, hauntersconvention.com. Right. Go there and donate to the auction, or go there and, sponsor us. Come to the show, hauntersconvention.com. 15 days till show tag.
So tell us a little more about the your new position at the Haunted Attraction Association. What does that mean for the West Coast?
Well, currently what I'm wanting to do is I want to get together with the current board and find out what their expectations are of me. I say that I'm going to be representing the West Coast. I mean, I will represent the Haunted Attractions Association in good faith wherever I'm at. I really do appreciate their mission statement and everything they stand for, which is the reason why when I was asked to put my towel into this, I asked Casey, my wife, if she would mind if I did this. It might mean that I have to slow down a little bit on some of the projects that I do, nothing haunt related, but a few other projects, and really try to focus on this. I'd like to take HAA and go to Midsummer Scream as well, to the show in Texas, Steve Goldberg show in Texas, and get the word out that this association is there for you and that you have representation on the West Coast. Not that there was never representation, but now I can help hopefully alleviate some of those West Coast questions by being on the board.
Very good. And since Dan covered most things, I'm going to read some reviews from your Facebook page.
Sure.
Right now you have 4.8 stars. And
where did my five go?
We have, it's a fun and friendly place for like-minded haunters who share interests in the wonderful world of Halloween. A great time. The trade show was especially fun with a great selection of items purchased. One of my all-time favorite conventions. Everyone is so hospitable and talented. How I wish I could have attended the whole weekend, but I had a great time and learned a heck of a lot Friday. As a home haunter, I love the creativity and the education afforded to everyone, both during the classes and after hours. I've gone the last 5 years, and as a home haunter, really appreciate how all the professionals take the time to educate and explain how things work. Fun place to see different costumes and makeup skills. The awesomest convention ever. A great convention to learn hands-on haunting and Halloween decorating techniques and meet with others. So it seems like your show is a little more intimate, a little more, it's not so big and so rushed, so people can actually take more time to spend in individual classes and more time networking stuff. Do you get that kind of feel about your show too?
Right. The classes are set up so that there's minimum a half an hour. For the most part, most classes have an hour in between them so that you can sit down and digest what it was that you just did or go down to the show floor real quick. And maybe we have a charging station down there and recharge your phone and, take a look around at some of the products and then go back to a class. We have classes that start at 9 in the morning and go all the way until 5 in the afternoon. Then it's time to play after that.
And I always hear good reviews on the Nerf Wars. I was going to bring that up, and I always see videos and pictures of that. So that looks like a...
Guys, if you want a picture or two, I don't know if you need that or not, but I've got pictures, some great shots from last year's Nerf Wars, or Foam Dart Wars. We don't call it Nerf Wars. We call it Foam Dart Wars. But, yeah, I have great shots. And it's a blast. Everyone totally... Like I said, we have people showing off their arsenals online right now, so... I know one year that Quan was there, he found out about this and sent someone out to buy Nerf guns and darts. And I don't know how much money that boy spent, but he had quite the arsenal himself. It was really funny.
How does that work? Does everybody, take a certain time and break, and then everybody just goes crazy?
There will be it is posted, so you know when the Nerf wars are, or the foam dart wars are. They're posted, they're on the schedule, they're on in the program. There's one usually around noonish, and there's one around 4 o'clock-ish. all 3 days. And then there's an announcement over the PA system that takes place in the trade show floor. There's an announcement, and then everyone goes to the first row, and there, myself and somebody else will be at either end, so people, it doesn't spill out into the vendors that don't want to partake. And it starts, it goes for 5-6 minutes, and then it's over. And it's just 5 minutes of playtime. And it started year one because, in all honesty, there weren't a lot of people, and there was a lot of downtime, and somebody had a Nerf gun, and somebody else had a Nerf gun, and it just started from there. And it's been a part of our show ever since.
It sounds like a good, you know, good way to release some energy too. You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And I saw you at Trans World and we got to talk for a few minutes before I think it was my first day, so I was energized and ready to go by the time I was all over with. I was dead of the world. But
good fun.
Yeah. So what did you like about the show this year, Trans World?
At Trans World? Well, yeah. You know, it never ceases to amaze me how the vendors come up with new stuff and then always bring back the product that everybody likes. I liked almost everything about it. I thought the show was very well organized. The signage was very helpful. There were a couple of things that really improved this year. I thought, you know, signage-wise, again, that really was helpful. In years past, and I was there last year, but I was working with a vendor, so I don't know what took place. But this year, when you got there, if you were waiting for the doors to open, they had the door monitors, whatever you want to call them, coming through and scanning everyone's badge, so there wasn't that huge holdup to get in. That was great. I know it's just the little things, but things like that really do make a difference. Overall, I thought the show was really good. I spent a lot of time down in Escape Room City. And I understand that they'll be adding a Christmas element to it next year, so that'll be interesting to see. It's a good show. It's fun, and it is the place to go buy your props or whatnot. Really, I mean, if you're a big haunter, it's a good show. Really enjoy it.
I was catching some of your live streams before because I got there on Friday, so I think you were there the Wednesday or Thursday, and I was catching some of your live streams. So I was living vicariously through you on Facebook. So thanks for that.
Well, because we had students, a lot of their parents wanted to see what was going on. And I do it, I mean, everyone can watch it, they're there, but I do it for my haunted house volunteers who didn't attend this year. And then they can tell us, go back to this booth, go take a look at that. And then I can add that to the list and go back and look at stuff. So we're kind of team shopping, as it were, through the live streams that I do. It enables my crew that can't afford to come to shop with me. And then in the meantime, everybody else gets to go along for the ride.
A good idea.
Yeah.
So one last thing. So we already have a website. So do people need to register online before they get there? They just pay the fee and then you register at the door. How does that all work?
They do save a little money if they register now. I'm trying to figure out when registration closes. Let me pull that up real quick. Online registration usually closes a few days before the show. That way, our sales team can get everybody's packets ready when they get there. So you save $20 by registering now on the 3-day combo pass with the breakfast buffet. So here's the deal. If you buy the 3-day pass and you buy the combo ticket at $190, that's 3-day pass, costume ball, haunt tour, and breakfast buffet every day, $190. And also gets you our t-shirt. And our t-shirt this year again was designed by Doug Schaefer. And you have the 3-day pass with just breakfast. So you're saving $10 to $20 by getting it now, but you don't have to do it now. You can do it at the door if you'd like.
Excellent.
And then there's 1-day passes, and then there's one last 13th floor room available, and that will go sure, I'm sure. But there's one left, and then there's room 666, which I think is funny. This hotel also has that. No one's grabbed it yet, but we will send a team in to decorate. It's the one room that we decorate.
Awesome. Well,
yeah.
That's all I have for you, Ed.
Okay.
Thanks, Dan, for covering everything really, really well. Philip,
no problem.
Do you have any questions in there?
Yes. Wait, go. Whoever was going to go, go.
I was just going to say, Ed, since we do a lot of social media with pictures and stuff like that, it's a two-part question. One, if you guys post anything on HauntersCon, is it okay if I reuse it and repost it for you guys on our social media? Okay. And then second of all, other than your Instagram and your Facebook page, is there any other place that I can grab pictures from since I don't have any pictures?
Our Facebook page, Instagram, those would be your two best bets.
Okay.
If you don't see what you need, then you would get a hold of Chris at hauntersconvention.com.
Got it. I can do that. Thank you. That is all.
You're welcome.
So everyone covered everything I wanted to know from a who, what, when, where standpoint. I would just like a story. I'd like a story from you. And potentially something new, so something that happened last time. I'd like maybe a little to give us a little reference point on who you awarded the grants to last year, and any reference points you have on a story as to like the impact that money had on students.
There's a group here in Oregon. Let me make sure. Yes, that does what are called kindergarten transition kits. These are backpacks that are given to children that are transferring from preschool to kindergarten that have autism, varying degrees on the spectrum at varying degrees. And if you want to know more about what that means on the spectrum, I can certainly do that for you. But the kinder kits then help them prepare for that transition. Children, a lot of people with autism, myself included, need warning or preparation or need to be told ahead of time that there's going to be a change. So if you have a preschooler that's going to be going to kindergarten, you need to give them all the tools they need to be ready for that change. And the kinder kits do that. They have calendars, number books, talks about the school they're going to, crayons. Everything is in that kit, and then it goes to that child, and then the teachers now can then help that transition, that child transition to kindergarten. We gave them a grant last year. We also gave some money to the Northwest Regional Education District, and what they do is if a teacher needs a tool for a specific child, then they can go to their regional school district, in this case, Northwest Regional, and get the funds for whatever the manipulative or if it's an iPad or whatnot, and they can go to that school district. So we funded them last year as well. We've given funds to the Oregon School for the Deaf for the science program. We've given funds to a program that needed new PE equipment for their kids with autism. So we've done quite a few grants, but the impact is that because education, in my opinion, is still very underfunded, and then you take and go down the special education, and it's very underfunded. Even though there's a lot of money per child, it's sometimes just not enough. And so we're able to offset those needs by helping with like kinder tools or kinder kits or different manipulatives, whatnot, these teachers. So it's very much needed. I can't tell you who got the grants this year, but last year's recipients, we gave 5 grants totaling $4,066.44.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And we're hoping to, do that or more this year. And that is done through your generosity. Your listeners or your viewers' generosity by giving money to the auction and then going to the auction and bidding on items or coming to the convention and helping us do the show or sponsoring the show and offsetting our costs so that we can get more money to these very, very deserving educators and professionals.
Excellent. And then there's also a lot of students that participate in the show. I mean, that's a lot of the point. One of the differentiators about it is that their student participate.
Yeah.
Can you tell us one of your favorite stories about what having all of these experts coming to see the students and having them interact with them? How has that impacted the students? One of your favorite stories from that?
Absolutely. Last year, we brought a group of students. We bring kids up every year. We've been bringing kids up to the show every year. Last year, we had a group of kids come up, and, we are in Salem, Oregon. And so we do our haunted house, and we're plugging along, doing our thing. And you can tell a student, any student, that, there are hundreds of other haunted houses, people that decorate their homes. But until you are exposed to that and realize, wow, there are all these other people doing it, you don't really fathom, okay? So last year we brought a group of kids, and one of them came to me and said, I'm just, you know, first of all, I'm so blown away at the number of people that are here and that all of them are willing to talk to me. You know, I'm deaf and I don't have oftentimes someone willing to sit down and teach me besides you and the team at the school, you know, other people willing to share with us. So this is great. And my response to that is you're also educating them. You're also opening their eyes to your world that a lot of people think, oh, the poor deaf kid, where, you know, my philosophy is, no, you can do whatever you set your mind on, regardless of what your quote-unquote disability is. Your abilities should never limit what you want to do. We can get past whatever. And so they're always so appreciative. Other stories would be like the starstruck story when, like with Roy Woolley, somebody, one of my kids will walk in and see him like, oh, that's that guy from that TV show. Mm-hmm. Well, what do I do? I said, you go up and you ask him a question. You go up and talk to him because he puts his pants on one leg at a time just like you do. And Roy has, you know, Roy has been so, any of these guys, I shouldn't just say Roy, but Roy, you know, he's going to be again here this year. RJ Hattie's been there in the past. Any of the people that we bring in as guest speakers have always been so readily accessible to my kids and everybody else. So it's just being able to open my kids' eyes to the world around them.
Yes. Oh, that's wonderful. I especially like it because I agree. It really does.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Okay, it's brilliant. Yeah. It's just
one more story, please.
Yeah. Oh, please. More stories. I love them.
One more story, please. Okay. John Cook, he was with Not Scary Form. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not John Cook comes to our show last year. Amazingly opens and tells me, you know, hey, I hire deaf actors. And so I'm thinking, well, that's great. And then I get this wild idea. John, would you be okay with a small group of my top actors coming to Not Scary Form and getting a chance to see what it is you do? And you know, he said yes. So not only this is a very busy man, right? I mean, he's running one of the biggest haunt parks in the world, the longest running in the world. And he took the time to bring my kids into the back door, take my kids through costuming, makeup, casting, all this, and then let them experience Not Scary Farm for themselves. I mean, these kids are still talking about it. I have one young man who's graduating, and he's going to go down and audition because he knows that John hires deaf actors. They got a chance to meet the deaf actor that was working that night. That's amazing to me. So there's that.
Perfect. I love it. I know John had a great time too.
Yes, he was such a great guy.
Okay, well, that's all I have. Does anyone else have anything to add?
I do not. No, you covered it all.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much for everything you do.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you, Ed. Thank you for taking
the time.
Thank you
for your time.
You're welcome. Yeah, my pleasure.
Once again, I would like to thank Philip Hernandez from the Haunted Attraction Network, Dan Doble from Haunt Collective, Ed Roberts from the West Coast Haunters Convention. Remember to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Scare Badges, Haunters Toolbox. I know, we got Haunt Topic Radio, we got Haunters Toolbox, we got Scare Badges. We're crazy, right? Or to make it simple, if you want to sign up to our email list, it's haunttopic.com/subscribe. And thank you for being a loyal listener, and thank you for supporting Scare Badges when we had the Kickstarter. We appreciate you. Until next time, we'll scare you later.
Thank you for listening to Haunt Topic Radio. Please leave a comment wherever you found this podcast. Each comment you leave will help spread the word to other haunters around the world. See you next time.